Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
All right, another hour on the show. The great Chip Brown will join us to talk about Bedlam and the Big 12 getting into the playoffs and the train wreck that has been Sark's first year so far. Injury report coming up for the weekend. A lot of people still questionable game time decisions coming up for the Iron Bowl on Saturday. A lot of people watching to see what O.M. Popo will bring to the table for Auburn and where Alabama is going to be in the running back department behind Brian Robinson, brought to you by our friends at Precision Sports.
Hey, are you suffering from that old sports injury that won't go away? Maybe you tweaked a joint. Being a weekend warrior, Precision has 9 locations in the Birmingham metro area to get your life back on track, including the new Southern Orthopedic Sports Medicine Associates location in Jasper. Your health cannot wait. Call 855-219-6200 or visit precisionsportsortho.com.
All right, Chip Brown is the man. 24/7 sports at ChipBrown247. He's on the Pepsi hotline. What is up, Chip? How are you?
What's going on, fellas?
Not a whole lot, man. Just counting it down to the Iron Bowl and this great rivalry Saturday. Let's get this out of the way first. There continue to be people talking about Sark being one and done. Is there anything at all to that? Anything?
No.
Okay. Done.
No. The powers that be, the current leadership, spent $76 million to get rid of Tom Herman and his staff and bring in Steve Sarkisian and his staff. And so this is going to last longer than 1 year, is weird as this season has been, and this has been the weirdest season I've ever covered. I've covered Texas for 29 years, and this one takes the cake. I mean, a team that looked really good early in the year. Obviously, they had the clunker against Arkansas, but you could argue they had the wrong quarterback in at that time. And then Casey Thompson comes in. They roll Texas Tech 70-35. They beat TCU on the road, and then they're leading OU 28-7 and 43-28 in the third quarter, leading Oklahoma State by double digits in the third quarter, leading Baylor, the three best teams in the Big 12. Texas all had third quarter double digit leads against. They lose all those games in the erosion of confidence, and then the sideshows, you know, from Monkey Gate to player leaked video of Bo Davis ranting on a team bus to, you know, you name it. I mean, it's you can't make this stuff up. And now here they are, 4-7 with a game Friday against K-State. And the erosion of confidence makes you think that they'll lose that one, too.
Yeah, hey, Chip, and 11 games in, I don't know where the highlight of the season is. I guess first half against Oklahoma, but then probably the low light is that second half against Oklahoma. Hypothetically, and I've said this, if they win that Oklahoma game, how different does this season play out?
Totally. Totally different, because, you know, they still had the pep and the fire to go take a, you know, double-digit lead against Oklahoma State. They were up 24-13 going into the fourth quarter of that game. They should have beaten Baylor. I mean, they had 4 receiver drops, 1 in the end zone, 1 turns into an interception. Sark goes for it on 4th-and-11 on a fake punt that was a disaster. That tells you that they've, you know, they had the mojo, they had the talent to beat those teams. And then, you know, the erosion of confidence. And now we're talking about a complete rebuild. I mean, last week, after a 57-56 overtime loss to Kansas, Sark was talking about how he could bring in 33 players, turnover basically a third of his roster. I mean, this is good. And he used the words teardown this past Monday. So, you know, now we're talking about a complete rebuild of the program, and it's just weird, but this is where we are, you know?
Yeah. Tear down is pretty easy at this point. It's not a lot to tear down with four wins in the season. Chip Brown, who covers the basketball school that is Texas
now.
I'm kidding. It's a great basketball program, though. I'm excited about the basketball season. I want to ask you, Chip, coming up, Bedlam this weekend. You cover the Big 12 as well. What is it about Gundy in this game? Why, I mean, there have been times it looks like he's had the better team and has not won. It looks this time like he's got the better team. Can he do it this time?
If he doesn't get it done this time, it's never going to happen. I mean, he's got the better team. He's got great defense. He's got a veteran quarterback in Spencer Sanders. He's got one of the toughest running backs in Jalen Warren. And I love this Oklahoma State team. I love Malcolm Rodriguez, the leading tackler. He's a physical, you know, former quarterback. I mean, guy is just a savage. And their defense is markedly better than OU's defense. Now, Caleb Williams is the X factor. Texas fans know all too well. If Spencer Rattler would have stayed in the game against Texas, Texas would have won by 30. They had already turned him over twice, you know, forced a fumble, forced an interception, and probably forced him into the transfer portal. But Caleb Williams comes in and goes Houdini, runs for a 66-yard touchdown, throws, you know, some 50-50 balls that his guys catch. And so Caleb Williams, who's, you know, was awful against Kansas, but had maybe the play of the year against Kansas, where he rips the ball out of Kennedy Brooks' hands on fourth down and runs for the first down, is the X factor. And, man, it would just be it would be really ironic if Caleb Williams plays like some, you know, dream game and somehow makes Gundy, who is 2-14 against OU. It is mind-boggling. But it's in Stillwater. OSU's got the better team. And if he doesn't get it done this year, I don't know when he's ever going to get it done.
Chip Brown is with us at Chip Brown 247, 24/7 Sports. He's on the Pepsi Hotline. A reminder, with the holidays showing up here, Nichols Outfitters is maybe the best opportunity you've got on getting something you want this season. The best deals you'll ever find on Dometic coolers at Nichols Outfitters. Some models up to 30% off. Take advantage. Got a girlfriend or wife? Tell her this is what you want. Exit 242 in Pelham or online, nicholsoutfitters.com. What, again, is the percentage, though, of confidence among the Big 12 people that either Oklahoma or Oklahoma State winning this thing out gets into the playoff? Is that a confidence? Is there a confidence level there?
No, I don't think anyone's feeling confident about that. I think it's gonna be a wild. I'm hoping there's mad, you know, decision making that needs to be made by the committee, because I'm gonna be fascinated to see if they'll put Cincinnati. And Cincinnati has that win over Notre Dame in South Bend. It's certainly a, you know, it's a huge win for Cincinnati. And I don't know if the committee's going to give the Big 12 enough respect, because I really think that Oklahoma State and Baylor, I mean, those defenses are legit. Now, Baylor's quarterback situation is in flux. Oklahoma State's quarterback, it can be up and down. And Cincinnati's answered every question. So I think it's going to be fascinating. OU is a little down this year, even though they're, you know, a one loss team. And so I think it's nail biting time for the Big 12.
So you cover Texas, but you're an SMU grad. It's been a rough month for you altogether. Sonny Dykes, is he leaving for TCU? How good is that job? And if he does, is Rhett Lashlee the obvious choice right now for SMU?
Well, it sure looks like Sonny Dykes is the guy at TCU. I mean, that's kind of what I've been hearing since, you know, for weeks now. You know, Rhett Lashlee, is he the right guy? I'm not sure about that. You know, SMU's administration is a weird one. You know, obviously Rick Hart, the athletic director there, and Rhett has been at SMU, so there's familiarity. The guy, you know, and it's too late now. They, you know, is Jeff Traylor, but he's going to stay at UTSA, and so, you know, we'll see. I mean, it that doesn't feel like the best choice. I give Texas Tech credit for hiring Joey McGuire. I don't know how it's going to work with him maybe having to keep Sonny Cumbie there. But, to me, you gotta have someone who really, really knows the Texas high school coaches at SMU to be able to recruit kids to that program. So we'll see.
Yep. I want one more before you go, Chip. I wanted to ask you, obviously, with Oklahoma, Texas coming to the SEC, we're going to get Texas and Texas A&M back. We're going to get Texas and Oklahoma as a rivalry game. But Mike Gundy says probably no Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, no Bedlam. Do you see a path where Oklahoma would still want to play that game if they joined the SEC?
Would they still want to play Bedlam?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this is what happens, though, when – you know, it happened with Texas and Texas A&M. It gets, it's a bitter divorce and you're not ready to hug it out. And so there's a sense of betrayal. With respect to Texas and Texas A&M, you have a 100-year rivalry where they talk about each other in their fight songs and they're not playing each other. This is what sucks about realignment, are these rivalries that get broken up. That's why I was kind of hoping we were past the teams jumping conferences and getting toward the Power Five collectively bargaining their media rights like the NFL and bringing it all together and kind of putting order back into the Power Five, as opposed to now, three of the Power Five trying to align themselves to keep the SEC from taking over. It's just a really strange time right now in college football.
Alabama has been sending the Yellow Jackets to a watery grave in their fight song for how long now?
Forever.
When was the last time Bama and Georgia Tech played?
It's been a while.
Yeah, it'll still work. Fight song, you can't change the fight song.
Let me ask you all this. Does Mike Gundy do anything for you in terms of like a hire at a high profile? Like an LSU or...
Yeah, I'm a respecter of what Gundy has done, but I have always said, Chip, I feel like it was a little bit right place, right time for him, that he just fit at Oklahoma State. It was a comfortable spot and it worked there. I'm not sure that show travels. How do you feel?
Yeah, I think he's really solid. I mean, the fact that he's had all those different, coordinators, Dana Holgorsen to Mike Yurcich, you name it, and he's still been able to maintain a high level of his program. I think he's, if Les Miles can go to LSU and win a national championship, I wouldn't rule it out for Gundy. But yeah.
But he also, Les Miles went to LSU, won a national championship, and got fired there. So if you lose three games a year in this league, you get fired. Ask Dan Mullen,
Right. Astounding.
Yeah.
I don't know where we're headed. Well, I don't know.
Is there a reason you asked that question?
Do you think Gundy wants out?
Yeah.
Well, no, Boone Pickens and he had some friction because Boone was getting older and he wanted to beat OU. He was so frustrated by, Gundy's record against OU. Now, God bless him, Boone Pickens has passed. Mike Holder's no longer the athletic director there. That sort of friction, I think is gone and I think Gundy's okay. But I know, we all know there were times where Gundy was looking to be more appreciated. I think he's okay, but you never know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. He is Chip Brown. Go follow Chip on Twitter at 247 sports, horns247.com at Chip Brown 247 on Twitter. Follow him and read all of his work. Chip, we greatly appreciate the time, man. Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, same to y'all.
All right, buddy, take care. Chip Brown with us on the Pepsi Hotline.
All right, it is 15 after here. Next guest is at the top of the hour, Barrett Jones. We got our upset alert in the next segment. Rockstar wants to tell us about his guy, and we'll talk more about what Chip was just talking about there in just a second. What's your guy up to?
Ho, 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 ho! Everybody call Adam S. Train at MD Realty. Adam is a third-generation realtor, born and raised in Birmingham, so he knows the area. You want a guy like Adam to find a house for you? Why rent when you can buy? Buying a home is the largest financial decision you will make, so make sure you are using an agent that you can trust to help walk you through this process. Call Adam Mestre for a free home evaluation at 205-422-0589 at MD Realty. We make house calls.
Gundy for you guys. Anywhere in the SEC ever? I don't see it.
I don't see it either,
yeah.
Again, I just – and this is – it's. I guess it can only be viewed as a shot at Gundy. Even if I say I don't intend this as a shot at him. I've just always felt like that was just a perfect fit for him, and I don't know that what he did there would work everywhere.
I would say, you know, Sunday is going to be really interesting because a lot of people's regular season ends on Saturday, and it'll be interesting to see if there was ever anything to Lincoln Riley.
Well, if Bedlam goes to Oak State, that's the most interesting storyline to me on Sunday is do you start to hear Lincoln Riley? Is there a contract extension announced? You know, what happens there?
Because just think of how long – USC and LSU have been open. Just think of how long those jobs have been open. If they don't have their guy right now, I mean, do you think USC and LSU know who their guy is and they're just waiting for Saturday to end and the announcement comes?
I would think LSU has a better idea of their guy than USC. I think USC is going to have a really difficult job hiring somebody.
I just wonder if LSU and Florida are racing to the same people, though.
Possibly.
Like, I wonder if Jimmy Sexton's, you know, he's got the two phones going with Scott Strickland and Scott Woodward. And
yeah, it works out good for Jimmy, though. Scott.
Jimmy's the big winner there.
Hey, Scott.
He can't screw it up, right?
I do agree that the basis or the more interesting part of our conversation Monday might not be Iron Bowl. It might not be Bedlam. It might be some of these coaching moves and that fallout. You know, this coach takes that job. Now that this job's open, this coach leaves here to take that job.
That's why I'm shocked by the Hugh Freeze signing of this deal and Brett McMurphy giving more details on the actual details of the contract now today, first reported by Chris Lowe yesterday. Because the shell game that can happen, Brown, I mean, who knows what job's going to be open for Hugh Freeze. I mean, there are great jobs open now, but there could still be jobs that come open, really good jobs that come open.
Like, don't you guys think because of Florida, USC, and LSU, three openings, there will be a top 25 job open because one of those is open.
Yep. That's right.
I think there will be.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know where I would say, you know, dart at a map, but I think there'll be a top 25 job, at least one open because of those three openings.
You know, and again, we on our show like Matt Rhule a lot because we were able to talk to him very early on in his time at Baylor.
And he listened to our show.
And he listened to our show. Yeah. And we like that a lot too. Usually when jobs in college football are very quiet for a long period of time, there is sometimes NFL flavor involved because NFL guys are able to keep the buzz of them being interested in college jobs a lot more at bay because the NFL beat writer is never asking or rarely asking the NFL coach about a college opening. So Matt Rhule, if he is interested in leaving Carolina, isn't getting beat up every day by beat reporters like they are James Franklin or any other college coach, because going from a college job to a bigger college job is a big story if your coach is mentioned for a college beat writer. No NFL beat writer is ever thinking about the college coaching carousel when it comes to their head coach.
Well, you know, we always thought Matt Rhule, that dream job might be going back to Penn State. That seems like that ship has sailed. But Matt Rhule, to me, seems more of a college coach. And it's not because he's not having success at Carolina. Well, look at a couple of things. He's doesn't have a quarterback. He's not even close to a quarterback. I mean, Cam Newton has come back, a little energy, but they still lost
that game to Washington.
Yeah, this past weekend. So he's a long way away from getting that franchise quarterback. And he seems like such a grinder and such an energetic guy that he enjoys the college game and building that program. So I think we're missing something by not having Matt Rhule in the college game.
I agree.
And I could see him come back easily.
I'd rather have him in college than in the NFL, Matt Rhule. I like him. The thing about needing quarterback is you look at the draft this year, if you're Matt Rhule, and you're like, I don't know that there's a franchise quarterback in that draft. That's right. May be 2 years away now.
That's exactly right. 2 years away from just starting to build
with my quarterback. And am I going to be given that much time?
Exactly. And then, you know, the jobs that come open, if you're waiting on the Penn State job, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Well, how often is USC, LSU, and Florida coming open? Well,
very
more
right.
often now than they used
yeah,
to. But, I mean, there's an opportunity you can choose between LSU and Florida if you want to come to the SEC, if you're Matt Rhule. And I think he'd work at either place.
I think he'd work at all three places.
Yeah.
And I think if his representation reached out to all three of those athletics directors, I think all three would be insane not to have him at the top of their list. I don't know. You know, Bob Stoops is one of those guys that was mentioned as kind of a long shot for Florida. As much as I like Stoops and the success he's had, I would go with Rhule.
I would too.
I mean, I don't think there's anybody I would take over Rhule. I mean, Lincoln Riley is interesting
yep.
to
I think
LSU
I'd,
with that
I think
offense.
I'd go Rhule at LSU over Lincoln Riley.
I think I would go Lincoln Riley, but it's really
I'd go
close.
Rhule. Yeah.
Yeah. And you'd be willing to pay him $8 million, $9 million
oh,
a
heck
year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, probably is what it would take. I think he's
yeah,
10
think
a
he's
year at Carolina.
Right now.
Yeah. So you'd be willing to do that at LSU or Florida. So Sunday will be interesting. And Monday will be interesting. So we look forward to that. We're live again on Friday. Part of our show today being brought to you by the great folks at Redmond Vodka, Redmond Distilling. Always drink responsibly, but apparently a lot of people will be drinking Redmond tonight.
Yeah, if you're going to pick up a bottle, pick it up for the entire family. Maybe you've got that Uncle Joe that wears you down. Get him on some of that Redmond Vodka. Redmond Vodka, it's made from corn, which not only makes it gluten-free, also provides a smooth finish that doesn't have the harsh aftertaste. It's 8 times distilled, available at your local pack. Package at ABC stores. Remember, Pink Package Beverage Place. Those will be open tomorrow. Also, don't forget about your new favorite, Simple Classic Gin, Vulcan Gin, also gluten-free, 8 times distilled. Pick up a bottle of Redmond Vodka or Vulcan Gin this Thanksgiving holiday.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
It's time to change the game plan on your night's sleep. Have you ever had a custom-made mattress set made right here in America? Now more than ever, American-made, Alabama-made means something, and that's what you get with my friends at Royal Bedding on Highway 31 in Pelham. Tom, Ginger, and TJ Vignale have been providing Alabamians with a great night's sleep for over 30 years now. You can see everything they offer on their website, royalbeddinginc.com. But better yet, stop by the showroom right on Highway 31. It's Royal Bedding and the website, royalbeddinginc.com.
Suffering from an old sports injury or tweak a joint being a weekend warrior? Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics may be able to reduce or eliminate your knee, hip, or shoulder pain, increase your mobility, and get you back in the game. From pediatrics to geriatrics, appointments are available at 9 convenient locations affiliated with Brookwood Baptist Health. Call Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics at 855-219-6200 or visit precisionsportsortho.com.
Is that the sound of an ooey-gooey, cheesy, crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza. Better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Iron Mountain Construction is an industrial services company with over 500 people available for your situation and needs. They are committed to safely supporting the operations of your facility through their execution of quality-driven maintenance services and on-time, on-budget small capital construction work. And they offer support with plumbers, pipe fitters, millwrights, iron workers, laborers, operators, and more. Call the office of Iron Mountain Construction, 205-781-1170 for Jeremy Purvis and Iron Mountain Construction.
This hour of the Next Round is presented by Excalibur Services, a name you can now trust for all your plumbing needs. Call 205-718-8688 for all your residential HVAC, electrical, and now plumbing needs. Excalibur Services, Alabama License 15214.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at HydroLife Therapy. Boost your immune system today with HydroLife Therapy. IV therapy, B12 injections, cryotherapy, and compression therapy all under one roof. Mention Next Round at checkout. Save 20% off any service at the Birmingham and Tuscaloosa locations. If you're unable to make it to HydroLife, a nurse can actually come to your home or office. You can visit them online today, HydroLifeTherapy.com. HydroLife Therapy opens 7 days a week, Homewood 9 to 6 in Tuscaloosa. Tuscaloosa 10 to 6.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Birmingham store. Today I have some tips on how to stay healthy. Number one, get some cardio. Two, get a proper fitting on your shoes to get the most out of that cardio. Our in-store fit specialist will match your feet with the perfect New Balance shoe so you get the perfect fit. Come see us at the New Balance Birmingham store, located on Highway 280 next to Chick-fil-A. Experience the difference a custom fit makes today at New Balance Birmingham.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our not-for-all-ages podcast like Bama and Bourbon, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
Hey, Vulcan here. A century of reaching for the stars has taught me a lot. For one, your arm gets really stiff, but it is cast iron. For two, the stars not only fell on Alabama, they opened a first bank branch in Homewood with local banking stars and community banking with a 5-star rating. Big banks. First bank outshines them hands down. Hands down. That would be a relief.
First Bank. Now open at 404 Hollywood Boulevard. Member FDIC.
Anytime you use the phrase world famous, it means something. Gus's Fried Chicken is in fact world famous. It's been featured in GQ, Forbes, the Washington Post, on the Food Network, and the Travel Channel. And Gus's recipe has been around since 1953. It's routinely ranked the top spot for the best fried chicken in multiple U.S. publications. Visit 2201 2nd Avenue South or online GusFriedChicken.com. Gus's is a great catering option for office and holiday parties, and they even cook on site. Get the family meal on the drive home at 2201 2nd Avenue South or visit online GusFriedChicken.com.
Upset alert coming up this segment, but as always at this time, we like to slide into Rockstar's brain and find out what he's watching tonight or this holiday weekend, brought to you by our friends at New Life Art.
Hey, bringing you memorable sports moments by Daniel A. Moore for over 40 years is New Life Art. For more information, 1-800-735-2787, or you can view his incredible art today. Go to danielmoreart.com.
When I think Thanksgiving, I think of the specials that air, you know, something that just brings you back. You
like
know?
Peanuts, Charlie you know, Brown?
Nostalgia and stuff like that just reminds you of family. And tonight, ABC is doing a big favor, 9 p.m., Queen Family Sing-Along. Because when I think Thanksgiving, I think Queen.
Like Freddie Mercury Queen or Queen Latifah?
Fat Bottom Girls.
With this special one-night-only event, ABC is inviting friends and family from around the country to gather in their living rooms, crank up the volume, and rock out for an hour of killer Queen hits performed by musical artist the whole family knows and loves.
Lance, you're the biggest Queen fan by far and away on this set. What is the most sing-alongable Queen song?
Most people would say Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's a really difficult one. Crazy Little Thing Called Love, maybe?
Yeah, his tribute to Elvis.
I think Bohemian Rhapsody is one of those. Well, actually, my 7-year-old was singing We Will Rock You the other day.
Yeah, and We Are the Champions.
Yeah. But I think Bohemian Rhapsody is one of those where everybody knows a part of it, much thanks to Wayne's World.
You're My Best Friend.
Love of My Life.
That's Queen.
Somebody to Love Me. Somebody to Love. And then Don't Stop Me Now. Don't Stop Me Now. Because I'm having a good time.
Yeah, I would think there would be better options for Thanksgiving sing-alongs.
Yeah, than Queen. Yeah.
And then also today on Disney Plus, the new finally somebody from Marvel's coming out. Hawkeye for Jeremy Renner, the series premiered today. And then on theaters tonight, House of Gucci, which I don't know if I can handle.
I do want to watch that.
Gaga's accent. It looks like it's very thick and very overdone.
But I do want to see that, though.
Like her.
Yeah.
She's got a huge nose.
All right, that's what Rockstar is watching. Don't forget the Black Friday sale is underway at nextround.store. Nextround.store, 15% off with the code Black Friday. I forgot you had to put in a code.
Gosh, Jim.
Code Black Friday.
Is that all one word?
You see that Christmas hoodie? How good looking that thing is?
It is. There's a Christmas hoodie in there, red with a green V and the logo.
Yep.
Grab it. Probably the only time you'll ever get a chance to buy that one.
No, it is limited. I think it's only through the weekend.
Ooh, yeah. Limited or until they run out. All right there in the next round dot store. But let's do the spotlight. Time for Upset Alert.
The America's first Federal Credit Union spotlight.
Sound the alarm. Woo, woo, woo. College football's Upset Alert.
All right, banking is not just about your money. It is about you getting help with what you need when you need it. AM First was founded for you, and AM First has been putting you first ever since.
Forrester, do we have the standings that we can take a look? Updated standings.
You didn't have to change mine.
There we are. Brown takes the L. He's still in the lead at 17. LT is a smooth 6-6, but really killing it on the points. He's been shooting from way downtown. And then I get a 1-point cover, no win, with UAB last week. try to go UAB back to back. I am not a horrible record, but I've been unbelievably playing very passive on my wins.
Mm-hmm. You get aggressive this week?
I do get aggressive this week. You want me to go first since I'm last?
Yeah, sure.
Dead last. I'm taking a 13-point underdog this week.
That is aggressive.
So I'm playing for the 3 points this week. And I think I've got a winner here. And it's also by far my best drawing. No more spinning snakes this week.
Oh, yeah? The old spinning snakes done you well, though.
I am going with the Q's, Syracuse, plus 13, taking on Kenny. Throw me some pickets. Of Pittsburgh.
Looks like an egg.
Yeah, that looks male too, Dunaway. You might get in trouble.
Male?
Yeah.
It looks like a Syracuse orange.
It's like an orange men.
It's orange.
How do you tell it's a male?
I'm kidding.
Yeah. The naval brown. Harder to pill. So I've got Syracuse plus 13. I'll go wimp here. I can tell by Lance's reaction.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. I really don't know.
You don't like that one, Lance?
I think it is amazing the news that has come out of Syracuse. And they've lost some really difficult games, and they had an opportunity to have a much better season than expected. They had 3 3-point losses to good teams earlier this year. But Sean Tucker's been the highlight and maybe the best running back maybe in the ACC this year. And he had to go on record saying that he thinks he's going to come back to Syracuse. He's a freshman, by the way.
But he did say that yesterday. He thinks he's going to come back. Bijan had to do that at Texas.
But have we gotten to the point now where you know they can't go to the NFL? It's, am I going to come back to this program?
Yeah, I really don't know. Yeah, maybe elsewhere.
I'll be announcing later this week. But real quick.
But if I was Sean Tucker, I would run from the orange.
I would, too. But for young artists out there, if you're struggling, if you've gone 4 or 5 weeks of having bad drawings, unable to draw a dragon, go back to the basics. Start with a nice piece of fruit.
You've literally been drawing that since you erased your wimp pick. I mean, how long ago? That was more than an hour, about an hour ago.
Yeah, I would almost go more Mr. Potato Head than an orange.
I had to redo it brown because I had the hat pointing in the wrong direction.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I was going to be able to point that out.
Yeah, Rockstar will jump right
on. It obviously sits on the right side of his head.
Right. And the orange doesn't wear his hat like you. He doesn't wear the flat bill.
Yeah. Mm. The happy orange, though.
It is a very happy orange.
There's old Jimmy Current. Look at that.
How can you tell that brown?
Huh?
How can you tell happy orange?
He's smiling, Jim.
All right, let's do Lance's since he's in second place now. Upset alert time, Lance.
I am going to the game. I think we've got a stake on this, too. I've got Detroit to actually win a playoff game before Michigan beats Ohio State. They've lost 15 to 16, 8 in a row. But I am taking Michigan with that defense, plus the 8.5 here. I think it's going to be a really, really good game. Now, it's an 11 o'clock game. You guys know how I feel about 11 o'clock. So I finally played one last week with Ohio State. I got away with it.
Dipping that toe in the pool. I like it.
Not sure that I am going to play Michigan tomorrow. If I play this game, I will play Michigan. But I think it's a really solid play. I think it will go to the wire. I think this will be much like the 2016 controversial overtime game.
If you look at Lance's M, hold it up.
It leans.
It starts sober, then it gets drunk about midway through.
It's got a little bit of
Blackout Wednesday.
It's got a little bit of Force Whitaker look.
Yeah. So do you like Michigan's odds of winning outright? Give me a percentage.
I will go 35% they win outright.
So if they win outright, that's a stake for me because Michigan beats Ohio State before the Lions.
I'm sure I'll win another one somewhere this weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Blah, 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 blah.
Mom, blah.
All right.
Blah, blah,
blah. In the lead is Ryan Brown.
That's right, Jim.
Upset alert time.
What is one thing when a team beats you, what do coaches always say? We can't let that team beat us what?
Twice.
You lose a game, and what that means is you lose a game, and then you got hangover from that game.
That's right.
You don't change your focus. You don't turn it around.
Oh, we can't let that team beat us twice.
We can't let that team beat us twice.
Okay.
And that's what happens. And you know what's going to happen? Utah is going to beat Oregon twice. Because Rockstar, the Beavs, plus the 7.
That is some teeth.
It's a beaver. Have you ever seen a beaver?
Well,
you know, honest to goodness, I didn't read OSU on there.
Uh-huh.
I thought you were taking NC State. I thought
that thought that was a bunch
that
of
could
wolf.
Double as a wolf. I'll say I think it's a pretty good beaver now that
Thank
I know
you.
It's Oregon State.
Lance likes my beaver.
But it could if you just took the
beaver.
Teeth down a little bit, pointed them out,
guys,
changed the hat. I think it's the wolf pack too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, it's got beaver teeth, so that makes it a beaver.
Yeah. No, it's a very good drawing and
Thank you, Jim.
And probably a pretty good pick.
Yep. Plus the 7. You know, Vegas tells me they'll give me these 7 points.
You don't need those points.
Not one of them, right?
Never.
Outright, the Beavs.
The only concern I've got for you, Brown,
Beavers
is
and Ducks.
You know what's going on Friday night? The old Apple Cup.
Yep.
And you know I've been standing by, well, no longer Jimmy Lake, but the Washington program.
That's right.
They're catching one against Washington
State. That's interim versus interim in that
game. If Washington State wins that game, Oregon State has nothing to play for but bragging rights in the Civil War.
That's Civil War.
Because Washington State winning, if Oregon State wins, Washington State goes to the Pac-12 championship game. So what you really need to happen is Washington to beat Washington State, which I think will happen. And then Oregon State's got everything in front of them, their first ever opportunity to go to a Pac-12 championship.
I don't know if I want them with pressure on them. I think I'd rather just the free pop for them.
Yeah. So hold it back up again.
Okay, Jim.
Quick vote.
Show us your beaver.
Quick vote in the Farmfolio chat room. Yep. Do you like Brown's beaver or not? Let us know.
Okay.
Right there in the chat room.
Oh, we're not going to do a poll on that, a Callum poll?
We have some out there, but you can throw that out if you'd like. Throw it out.
I think it's a pretty good beaver, honestly.
I don't think it's bad at all until he pointed out the wolf pack.
I mean, that's Jim. You don't pay attention to him. He can't even draw an orange.
It's a circle, Brown, with a hat. That is our upset alert brought to you by our friends at America's First Federal Credit Union. That's you, Brown.
Hey, Jimmy D, you know what Am First knows. Banking isn't just about your money. It's about you getting help with what you need when you need it. Am First was founded for you, and Am First has been putting you first ever since. Jeff says, great beaver, Brown.
Yeah, thank you. Had it stuffed just last week.
Greg says it was a furry beaver, but that's a rare species.
Come the beaver jokes.
A lot of people are fans of Oregon State, it appears, Lance. I didn't know we had so many Oregon State fans in the audience. Yep.
I should point out a minor in the studio right now. And his dad's laughing, at least. We'll tell you about the birds and the bees a little bit later on. Hey, give me cut 7. Lane Kiffin. From beavers to Kiffin. Transition that rarely happens in the SEC.
I tell you what.
I think it flips the other way. Yeah.
Cut 7, Lane Kiffin, catching a little bit of grief about this comment. How do you like your rivalries? You like them dirty? You like them nasty? Lane Kiffin trying to downplay this. Listen to this. Tell me how you react to this.
You know, I don't think I knew the toxicity as you refer to it. I mean, I had heard about it here or there, recruiting issue, the time with the kid and all that. But, so someone said it the other day, like, we kind of don't make sense to be here, Leach and I, that we, like, get along. And so, maybe we were brought here to bring a state together or something, get you guys to get along. It is football, you know, so you really shouldn't hate people just because they went to a certain school.
What do you think about that? And I'd say one of the reasons I love the Egg Bowl is because I think that is what Georgia and Georgia Tech is named after, which that is rarely what that is anymore, good old-fashioned hate.
They hate each other.
And
I think that takes away from the game. And I don't have a problem with him saying, look, I respect Mike Leach. We've known each other for a long time. We've got a good relationship. But, you know, this is a program that we don't like. We are the alpha in this state. We are going to dominate the state for the next 10 years. Credit Mike Leach. He's a great coach, but we're going to beat him year in, year out.
Yeah, that has been a bitter rivalry, though. And I really think, I like it. I love the Egg Bowl on Thanksgiving night. I love it as much for what might happen. I mean, think about this. I mean, you've had fights in that game.
2 years ago was one of the most incredible finishes we've ever seen.
The piss and miss game. I mean, you've had a lot of stuff going in this rivalry. But I don't think this rivalry needs any accelerant to it. Like, I don't think you need two head coaches that are constantly taking shots at each other. So if you want a calmer Egg Bowl, this is what you need, because that has gotten a little out of hand. But you can't deny it. The Iron Bowl never has. I've never watched the Iron Bowl.
But I don't think you need to come out and say, we don't have to hate each other. We can bring the state together.
Well, I think he was joking about that, though, obviously.
But that's like me going to a great pizza place like Slice. I'm not going to Slice to have gluten-free pizza. I know it's on the menu. And I know a good, watered down Egg Bowl, let's don't hate each other, is on the menu.
Yeah, but you want your glutes full,
going,
right?
If I'm going to the Egg Bowl, man, throw extra cheese on that thing and let's go.
No, I'm with you. I want the Egg Bowl as absolutely crazy as possible. That's the Egg Bowl I sign up for.
I think we probably get one of those tomorrow night.
No. That's what I want. I want my Egg Bowl to be as insane as possible.
That's right. In fact, if it's in Starkville, right?
Yep.
Yeah. If Mississippi State needs to bring in some Tennessee students just to teach them how to throw stuff at Lane Kiffin, I'm all for that. Sign me up for that.
Do you still feel good about Ole Miss tomorrow night?
Do I still feel good about Ole Miss tomorrow night?
That's a hard game to handicap to me.
I still feel good about Ole Miss tomorrow night.
Bates in the water. Bloop.
There we've already bet it.
Yeah, so. we've already got a stake on it.
What's the stake? Just straight up?
Straight up.
What's the line right now?
Mississippi State 1.5.
Yep. Coming back to me, Brown. Pare it down. Milk the cow.
Who's the best quarterback? Best quarterback in this game.
Matt Corral.
Will Rogers has been really good.
Steve Spurrier said he would vote Will Rogers for his Heisman vote.
He's been fantastic.
I bet Will Rogers will have better numbers than Corral tomorrow night.
I would say that, yeah.
System quarterback. All right, as we head to break here, part of our show today being brought to you by the great folks at Nut Dust. Well, right now in our store, you can go and use the code BLACKFRIDAY, nextround.store, get 15% off. Great deals right now as well if you go get a new Christmas package from Nut Dust.
Yeah, go to officialnutdust.com to order the great product that is Nut Dust. Also, their merch, including their T-shirts, Nut Dust redefining the use and feel of body powder. It's talc-free. It's an all-natural body powder, great for all over the body, feet, below the belt, available in 4 great scents, Naked, Voyager, Laddie, and Wildling. All day, every day, Nut Dust has got you covered. Again, for more information, officialnutdust.com.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
Banking is not just about your money. It's about you. It's about getting help with what you need when you need it. Ryan Brown here for the Next Round. AmFirst was founded for members like you, and they've been putting those members first since 1936. Putting you first means service that grows and changes with the times to serve you better. Now every bank has their own app, but that's just it. It's theirs, not yours. The AmFirst app was made for you, so it's easy to pay bills, deposit checks, or transfer money to friends and family from anywhere. It's even customizable, which means you can personalize your dashboard, create usage alerts, and redeem points for rewards that will make you feel like the number one priority you are. And you can do it all on your own time. So what are you waiting for? Get the app made for you from AmFirst. Visit any AmFirst location or amfirst.org today. America's First Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Vulcan Tire and Automotive. 4 great locations right here in Birmingham. The next time you need one or a set of new tires, do yourself a favor. Stop by, see the guys at Vulcan Tire and Auto. Locally owned and operated with a wide selection of the top tire brands available. The guys there can get you set and get you safely back out on the road. Again, 4 locations in Birmingham, Hoover, Moody, Trustful, and Gardendale. For more information, you can always visit them online. Check them out today, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
Fall weather is the best time to be on the golf course, and Jerry Pate's design at Timberline will not disappoint. The course is in fantastic condition, and if you don't have time for a round of golf, come use Timberline's TrackMan driving range. You can practice, play games, and play virtual golf all on the practice tee. Come enjoy your day on one of Alabama's top 10 courses you can play. It's Timberline Golf Club. Timberline is easy to get to, just off I-65 at exit 228. Book tee times online at TimberlineGC.com. Tee it up at Timberline.
Are you sick of leasing your life away? Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. Mortgage Right has the cure. With locations nationwide, our friends at Mortgage Right are dedicated to making the home buying process easy. They are eager to offer tips, tools, and a staff of industry professionals to move you in with confidence. So if you're ready to let go of the leasing life and start living life, Mortgage Right can help. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to get started. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about my friends at Michelson Laser Vision, located conveniently UAB Highlands. Almost 20 years ago, I went in for the procedure. Only took 12 minutes for both eyes. When I went in, I had 20/200 vision. I was legally blind. Now I have 20/15 vision, still 19 years later. Make the call today. Schedule a hassle-free consultation. 969-8100. Dr. Mark Michelson, Dr. Jen Michelson, Michelson Laser Vision. Make sure you tell them the Next Round sent you. 969-8100 or MichelsonLaserVision.com. Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com. That's nextroundlive.com.
Fans of Twin Peaks, make sure you stay up to date by signing up for their e-club. Stay up to date on all things Twin Peaks and score free stuff. Signing up is easy. Just visit TwinPeaksRestaurant.com/peaks-club to get started today.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast, The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
The Next Round and Academy Sports and Outdoors are teaming up to give away shopping sprees to families of those in the military who are killed or disabled in the line of duty. Folds of Honor is a charity organization that gives scholarships to the children of those heroic men and women. To donate, go to foldsofhonor.org.
Stay up to date with The Next Round on the website, nextroundlive.com. The latest videos from the show, plus podcasts like The Mystery Fifth Hour, Bama and Bourbon, Last Call, and others from our Double Down Media podcast family. You can start your day with the latest college football stories, plus easy-to-listen to hour-by-hour downloads of the live show. nextroundlive.com, a great way to stream the show live or shop in the Next Round store. Make nextroundlive.com your homepage. That's nextroundlive.com.
The Next Round, as we work our way towards the Iron Bowl coming up this weekend. Rockstar is going to give you a little TJ Finley cut number four after LT tells us about gutter cap as we hear from the quarterback that's forced into starting against number three Alabama now.
Hey, it is a dirty, dangerous job is cleaning the gutters out. One of the things you don't want to do is get the ladder out. Stay off the dangerous ladder forever. Cap it. Don't snap it. A patent aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters. Keep out that debris forever. Eliminate the gutter cleaning. Back with a lifetime warranty. Call my good friend Chris Stewart today, 823-2212. 45% off the retail price for December installs for the Next Round viewers and listeners. For more information, guttercapbirmingham.com.
TJ Finley, fresh off of his history of rivalry games playing for the Boot, is now forced to start in a little more intense rivalry, the one for the Iron Bowl. Here is Auburn's starting quarterback for Saturday on the nerves of going into the big game.
They say I'm going, as soon as I get out there, I'm going to be nervous, you know, just because of all the people that's going to be there. But, you know, I'm calm and steady. You know, I love to rise to the occasion and things like that. But at the same time, it starts with the preparation. You know, I think as long as we prepare good, you know, no matter how big the crowd is, no matter, you know, what Alabama does, I think we'll be fine.
No matter what Alabama does, he'll be fine. A path to victory for TJ Finley. Give me numbers. Give me what you think TJ Finley has to do to give Auburn a chance to win this game.
Well, I think TJ Finley's best game was last year against Arkansas. He was 27-42, 271, two touchdowns, no picks. If he could have that kind of stat line, Tank Bigsby could do about 150 on the ground. They turn out Alabama over two or three times. You got a shot.
There's a lot in there.
There's a lot in there, but I'm just telling you, TJ Finley's going to have to play his best football, and he's got to be clean football.
It cannot, whatever the line is, it cannot include interceptions. He just cannot turn the ball over because Alabama's offense is so prolific right now. You give them any sort of short field, Lance, that's 7 points. I mean, if you threw an interception and gave Alabama the ball, you know, in plus territory, Alabama scoring in two or three plays. That's just how quick this offense scores.
Don't worry, I would just feel better about Auburn and the defense being able to keep them in this game. I continue to go back to Mississippi State just a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, we were talking about Will Rogers, Matt Corral, who's the better quarterback in the Egg Bowl tomorrow night. Will Rogers could not miss against that Auburn defense. I mean, again, 44-55, six touchdowns, no picks. If Will Rogers can do that, I assume Bryce Young, maybe the best quarterback in college football, can do that.
See, I think this game is less on TJ Finley and Mike Bobo and more on Derek Mason. I mean, you just – if you – I mean, that Arkansas defense is a – compared to Auburn, I don't know. I mean, comparable, right?
Yeah.
You let Alabama do to you what Alabama did to Arkansas. I don't think Auburn's got the firepower that Arkansas has to stay in a game like that.
But you don't think it'll be like Alabama-LSU, maybe more like Alabama-Florida down on the road in Gainesville if Auburn's got a chance to win this?
I think that's what you would hope for if you're Auburn. Yeah. You know Alabama's going to score some points, but I find something on my offense like Florida did that day that's working, and I keep making it work.
You may need 31 to win it.
Oh, you'll need more than 31.
Oh, more than 31.
You think?
Well, I'm just saying that if then Derek Mason didn't do his job. If you need more than 31 to win it, I agree with you. I think they'll need more than 31 to win it. But you're acting like Derek Mason defense needs to step up and give him a chance to win. And for me, that would be holding him like Florida did to sort of that 31 range. Oh.
Well, I mean, if that's what you... I would say Derek Mason's done a heck of a job if he holds Alabama to 31.
Yeah.
I think that would be a fantastic job by Derek Mason.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they can do what LSU did and hold them to,
I don't either.
Well, I mean, only two teams have scored more than 31.
On Auburn?
Yeah. I mean, that was Georgia, and then that was Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Well, I would guess just offhand without looking, the only time Alabama scored less than 31 is that LSU game, right?
Yeah. My fear on the Mississippi State comeback for Auburn, I fear that is for the Auburn season what the comeback in the Red River Shootout was for Texas. They haven't recovered from that, and I just wonder if Auburn has recovered from that. Because that took everything off the table.
What was amazing is Auburn's offense was so bad against Texas A&M, and then it looked to bounce back where they score on their first four possessions against Mississippi State. So you thought that they were out of that funk, and then Mississippi State's offense just completely dominates the rest of that game, and you just wonder where Auburn is on both sides of the ball coming into this Iron Bowl.
Our buddy Joe Goodman, AL.com, is in studio with us today. He has an interesting story about trash talk returning to the Iron Bowl at AL.com. It's part of the morning rounds at nextroundlive.com. You can get that in all your reads every morning right there on the website, or just go straight to AL.com for that story there. Before we get into what is happening today on the hardwood in basketball, let me tell you about my buddy Greg from Pell City Storm Restoration Roofing. 20 plus years, locally owned, A+ rated with the Better Business Bureau, the best warranty in the roofing industry from Storm Restoration and Greg from Pell City. Greg's a local guy. Chances are you call him right now, he is going to be preparing his turkey for his family and getting ready to give you a free no-cost roof inspection. 205-542-3531 for that free no-cost roof inspection. But if you call that number, I bet Greg would tell you how to safely deep fry a turkey too. You think Greg can do that?
Yeah.
Safely
do that. Don't do that on your roof though. 205-542-3531. Get a free no-cost inspection, no obligation. Greg from Pell City on Facebook. Look him up there. You can contact him right there on Facebook as well. Greg from Pell City Storm Restoration Roofing. Auburn basketball back in action today. They're taking on number 22, UConn, 130 on ESPN. KD Johnson having a good year so far. Win or lose, they'll either play Loyola, Chicago, or Michigan State in the second part of this battle for Atlantis. These Thanksgiving tournaments always give us great matchups. Looking forward to seeing Auburn playing maybe two or three nationally ranked teams while they're down in the Bahamas. Last night, Gonzaga drilled UCLA in a battle of number one and number two. And Nate Oates tells us Juwan Gary may not play tomorrow for Alabama against Iona, but Sunday at the latest. So he is almost back and returning to the lineup. Big story out there has been James Franklin and Hugh Freeze's contract. Another story to keep an eye on is Malik Davis at Florida and Florida State. He says Anthony Richardson is healthy 100%, and there's talk of him playing in this game ahead of Emory Jones with an interim coach now with Dan Mullen gone. Anthony Richardson, who may be a portal guy when it's all said and done with a coaching change. Any expectation from Florida in this battle with Florida State?
The game's right out of pick. I think Florida State is a slight underdog. I think Florida's -2.5 right here. But if you're the interim coach, you want to play the guy that gives you the best opportunity to win. I really don't know who that guy is. I guess it's Emory Jones just based on experience, Brown. Florida State's playing pretty good football right now, though.
They are. They're playing their best of the season. I mean, to think back to the season they've had, probably the best game to date, oddly, was that game at Notre Dame, Lance. I mean, that was a home against Notre Dame, excuse me. Had every chance to win that game. And when we see what Notre Dame is now, that might have been the highlight of the season for them so far. But since that time, I think this is the best Florida State
played.
Yeah,
look, and the last time we saw Anthony Richardson, I know it was against one of the best defenses we've seen in the last decade, but that was the cocktail party. So it's almost been a month.
Yeah.
And he was no good in that game.
He was not. I don't know what your good answer is. I don't know that there is a good answer here. It's almost worth a coin flip.
Speaking of a tough answer, Brown, Cowan Equipment poll question. If you had to vote one of these items off your Thanksgiving table, three choices, mac and cheese, turkey, or dressing and stuffing? I know your answer.
You know what I would vote.
You'd vote the turkey off.
I'm going to surprise you here. Yeah. A surprise answer for me.
Which one would you vote off?
Mac and cheese, because I get that year round. Turkey and dressing I don't normally get, so I would enjoy the turkey and dressing. I get mac and cheese almost any time.
I can't remember Thanksgiving where we had mac and cheese. We never did mac and cheese.
Really? Yeah. My mom does it all the time.
I got mac and cheese coming tomorrow.
Do you? Yeah. I love mac and cheese.
Judon, the defensive end.
Matthew Judon.
For the Patriots, does not like mac and cheese. And he is, at this point, I think, only the second person other than myself that I have found that does not like mac and cheese.
My old man doesn't like mac and cheese.
He doesn't? Mm-mm. I'm not a mac and cheese.
I don't understand that because almost everyone likes pasta, right?
That's right. Yep.
You
and
like
cheese.
A good noodle and you like the cheese. So
but Dunaway doesn't like it.
Yeah, I like the red sauce with my noodles.
Oh, we call that spaghetti.
Yeah. But do you like Alfredo sauce at all?
Not as much, no.
So you don't like mac and cheese?
I'm not a big mac and cheese guy. I keep trying it, though, like he says he does, because I keep expecting it to...
Well, I don't think it's going to take over. Yeah, I think your
taste buds change.
Yeah. Well, and there is a variety of mac and cheese.
Yeah, I keep trying it. I'll eat it occasionally.
I mean, the mud puddle, you had that orange stuff you stirred up,
and
right?
That may have spoiled me. It may have changed my palate.
Oh, yeah, powder there.
A little cheese, right? Yeah. It was just they grated it out.
Yeah. Barry Jones standing by. He is...
You see him in the fact
a bunch of craft elves.
Barrett Jones standing by on the Pepsi hotline. He's next with us to talk Iron Bowl and whatever game ESPN's sending him to this week. It's next.
Follow LT on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.